The Rude and Nude Review, a burlesque group known for unwrapping on stage, wrapped their third international tour on March 2nd. It began in Whitehorse for Rendezvous, Shimmy to Skagway and Haines on February 26th and 27th, and ended in Juneau, March 2nd. Rude and Nude describe themselves as a variety troupe and artist collective. Like their dances, their music range from sweet to sassy.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Come and lay your bones on the alabaster stones and be my ever-loving baby.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can hear you!
The Skagway Show at the Days of 98 Theater was a homecoming for the troupe, which started at the Red Onion Saloon in 2016. A Skagway tradition, most audience members knew what to expect. MC Kelsey Riker teased the uninitiated.
Did you know you were coming to a burlesque show tonight?
Yes.
We have one yes, we have one no. Welcome. You're about to see a lot more of all of us.
The theater is not heated in the winter, which meant performers had to sizzle. And by the look of joy on patrons' faces, they were successful. Countless crumpled dollar bills flew towards the stage, with a few elegantly folded into airplanes. A variety of body types graced the stage, including two men. After the show, several women in the audience commented that they felt more confident to wear their swimsuits. Two different acts with a hot dog and a shrimp might make it difficult for observers to consume either without thinking of Nude and Rude. The band, BTB, listeners will have to look up the full name, reinforced the nautical theme and flooded listeners with nostalgia. Skagwegians were ecstatic to see local residents Infinity Divinity, Johanna Evans, and Spruce, Tim Cislow, perform. Co-producer Evans, who works with children as part of her day job, said there is no disconnect between her two worlds.
I did think about it. I was like, will we get pushback? You know, will people be upset that I participated with this and I also work with their children? And, you know, I kind of anticipate it because we live in the world that we do. But I also think it's important to do these things to destigmatize that. Like, we are adults. Like, we are allowed to do, like, art. Because I don't view it as an extremely sexual thing. Like, that is not what burlesque it is. It is the art of the conceal and the reveal. It is the art of storytelling. And that is, I think, what Nude and Rude does really well, is we are storytellers.
The Skagway audience hopes they'll come back next year and tell another story. For KHNS, this is Melinda Munson.